This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We can do audio if you want.
Huh?
We can do just audio if you want.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I figured it out. Okay. I want to see your face. I want to see your little smile.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Happy Times. This is more of like an interview podcast. My friends over at Thought Catalog wanted to do a little talk with me, so I figured I would record it and maybe share it with you guys. Maybe you guys don't know everything you want to know about me, or you have some questions, and maybe this is going to give some answers. So, welcome to the Thought Catalog edition of the Happy Times.
Welcome to the Happy Times podcast.
How and when did you get started on YouTube?
Ah, classic. So I started when I was 16 years old, and I made a video. Okay, do you remember the videos where people would like take a piece of paper and be like, Hi, I'm Kelly.
Yes, yes.
I'm 16 and I'm depressed.
Hi, I'm Joey Kitty.
I didn't like those videos.
Yes.
I really didn't like those videos. And I told one of my friends, I was like, I hate those videos. I don't think it's the right way to do it. And they were like, I made one of those videos. They told me they made one. And right away, I like broke down. I was like, oh my God. Not because I necessarily felt bad that I said that, but I felt bad because I didn't have any actions behind my words. So I made a YouTube video basically saying, hi, I'm Joey, and I'm just as fucked up as you are. And so my first ever YouTube video was me saying, just kind of like disclosing like everything I have, and like it's all right to have it. So my first video was purely mental health based. So I started doing the same thing I do now.
Love that.
Yeah. And
that's,
I was
so
like,
nice.
I always got in trouble. I wasn't like the kid who did drugs or drank. I literally didn't drink until I was 21. Because here, the legal age is like 19, so people start drinking a lot earlier. I wasn't a bad kid for that. I was a bad kid because like I had ADHD and I would like get up in class and I would do all this crap. And so I was always in the principal's office. Like, I was just always there. So I was really trying not to be. And then, oh, it paused. Oh, I was really trying not to be.
Sorry, someone was calling me.
No worries. I was trying not to be like a bad kid. And then I get called like to the principal's office. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do wrong? They're like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. Why am I in here? They're like, we've had so many people come in and say your name and mention that you're helping them. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Apparently you're making videos. And I was like,
that's so cute.
Yeah.
Aww.
Right? Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, that's so precious. When was that? Like when you first started?
That's when I was still in high school. So, I mean, that was probably when I was 17, 18.
Okay.
I made my YouTube account when I was 16. But I really started when I was 18.
That thing where I met you, what was that called?
Press Play.
Press Play. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. So, what was that?
So, Press Play was a social media tour, and it allowed just people to come meet their favorite YouTubers, do a nice little meet and greet, then there was a concert. There's a bunch of different passes, and we would we would basically tour the United States, but we also go to, we went to Europe once, and we went to Canada a couple times too.
How long did you do that for?
I did that for 3 years. So, wow. Yeah, it started off every month I would go, and then after a year of that, it kicked into every second weekend I would be gone, traveling somewhere, whether that was for work or for a show.
For lack of a better word, like, you would have these fans that, like, knew who you were before you went to the press play things, and, or they would, like, go there to see you and meet you and, like, talk to you about, like, mental health and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You get your fans after press play, and you talk to people, or was it a little bit of both?
It was definitely a little bit of both. So, it depends on, like, what size you were going on the show. I was fairly one of, like, the bigger people on the show, so I brought a lot of fans into it, but there was a lot of fans that also didn't know me, so I left with more people knowing my name, which is a great way to grow, and that's why we created it. It wasn't necessarily like, hey, let's have the biggest show, everyone's gonna blow up, but, like, hey, let's grow together and mm-hmm. become, like, this family, and we worked out a cool deal and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you said, like, your first video, you're kind of talking about, like, mental health and stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're very open about, like, talking about that. You're just, like, very vulnerable and, like, when it comes to, like, mental health and, like, relationships and stuff like that. How do people, like, react to that vulnerability? Like, do they not like it? Do they like it?
They think I'm crazy. They think I'm the craziest person around. Everybody always thinks, like, oh, my God, you're so strong for doing this. We're all thinking it. I'm just saying it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting behind a computer getting thousands of emails. I'm sitting behind even my phone reading texts from friends, and they're all complaining about the same issues. And I'm like, well, imagine if these issues just became vocalized and became public. Think about how many people that could help. And so that's what I do. I vocalize these issues and these problems, and I show the world, like, hey, we're not alone, and it's a lot easier than we make it out to be. So the vulnerability is something that's comfortable for them, and it's a shock, though. And it's shocking because somebody's stating their issue or stating something that they're going through, and then it's comfortable because they're going through it, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you think, like, you're always going to talk about that on your channel? I feel like you will, because, like, a lot of your videos are being, like, vulnerable and open. So I feel like,
I don't think I'm ever going to stop. I don't think I'll ever stop talking about what I'm talking about. And the reason why is because it's a never-ending conversation. There's always going to be a girl who has a boy problem. There's always going to be somebody who has lost somebody to death. There's always going to be somebody going through a hard time, and there's always going to be something to talk about. There's no end to the conversation.
So now, like, when it comes to, like, I mean, we've discussed this, but I don't know if I'm gonna put this in here, but, like, because you are very, like, open with, like, talking about relationships and stuff like that, and, like, anxiety, when it comes to, like, relationships, like, do you want to be open and vulnerable as much as you are online? Like, when it comes to relationships, like, do you want to be like, yeah, I'm anxious, or wow, I really like this person, or you want to be more secretive, I guess?
Are we talking about me specifically? Like, me specifically?
Yeah, in general, talking about relationships and stuff like that is, like, very easy and comfortable for you.
Yeah.
And, like, you had someone, you're dating someone, and you were very open about, like, that whole thing online. Are you going to continue to be open, like, next relationships? Like, do fans expect that?
Oh, about me sharing who I'm dating online is what you're asking. Am I going to do that?
Basically, like, because I feel like people might expect that, like, next person you're dating.
Yeah, so, no, I won't share that online. So I've seen, since everyone thinks, like, my ex is the girl I dated online, which was a YouTuber, and as, like, that was a great relationship. It was very happy, very everything. There was no negative to it except for the fact that it was online. And that was the worst thing ever, it being online.
Yeah.
So I've seen people, in between then and now, and I've actually, I had a really hard time with somebody because they were talking about Instagram, and they would just like go through my Instagram comments and be like, I'm getting jealous. And I'm like, what? Okay. I'm sorry. This is what I do. And they also had like their friend watch one of my videos where I was like, hey, it's okay to try dating online. Like it was my Tinder video. And, and they were like, oh, but you mentioned that you were single in your video. And I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like I have to be very honest from the start, especially doing what I do. And I told them, I'm like, in the nicest way possible, you don't exist online.
You don't what?
You don't exist online. Okay. You are not there. I'm not going to disclose saying that I'm single anymore or that I'm in a relationship. It's not going to be out there. I'm going to be neutral. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to go out there and be like, yep, Joey's got a girlfriend. Check this out. Oh, my God. I won't do that.
Yeah.
I've been there. I've done that. And it was horrible.
What was horrible about it?
Having people run your relationship. The worst comment is, oh, my God, I wish I could find love like this. Or I wish I could be you guys. Yes, it's inspiring. And it's like, oh, my God, you're doing something right. But then... I really don't need the confirmation of others being like, oh my God, you're doing a great job. Like, I don't need that. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want the hardship. I don't want just cookie cutter. It's so great all the time.
I like that. So you can type fast, but you talk fast too.
I know. Sorry.
No, it's okay. My typing speed, I can keep up with you, but
I jump all over the place when I talk. You should, like, the book that I wrote, and, like, I'm still going through it, it's all over the place. My editor had a field day.
Yes! That's the best.
It'll be fun.
I would, like, read things, like, I would take classes, like, in school, and, like, we would have to, like, write things, and everyone would, like, have to, like, send it to each other, and we would, like, edit it, and there would be some people that, like, weren't... They did such a good job that I was like, well, I don't have anything to edit, and now I'm kind of bored. And then there'd be other people that had, like, so much going on, and I was like, yes! And I'd, like, get my coffee, and my I was ready to go. It was so great. Yeah. Even if it was, like, great writing or bad writing, I was like, yes, I want to say something about this.
Yeah, my editor had some fun.
Oh, my God, I can't wait to read it. You're in the process of writing it. Is it done?
The book is done. I'm in the process of formatting it and printing it.
Okay, so tell me about the book. What is it called? What is it going to be about? What's inside?
You know I can't tell you a lot of these things, right?
You what?
I can't tell you everything.
Okay, you're right, actually.
So I can't tell you what the book's going to be called.
Just tell me what you can tell me.
Okay, so it's a very hard book to describe. I wrote this down because everybody always asks me, and I can never freaking explain it. One sec. The introduction kind of explains, like, what the book's going to be about, and that's 10 times better than me just rambling, so I'll read that. A step into the world of pain, happiness, and the unknown, a walk in the shoes of sorrow, uncertainty, and death, a look through the eyes of lust, new beginnings, and tears, a beat in the heart of love, heartbreak, and goodbyes. My name is Joey Kidney, and I want to welcome you to not only my life, but my experiences over the last 3 years. Every experience, every heartbreak, every love, every death, every loss, hardship, and happy time is noted down. I've come to the realization that we are a lot more similar than we care to believe. I hope you can find comfort in my ongoing story and are able to make it your own. Take what you need from this book and throw the rest out or save it for later. I genuinely don't care. What's mine is now yours, and I hope you find comfort in the darkest of times.
I love that. Oh my God, I can't wait to read this. I'm so excited.
It's a book that I want people to laugh. I want people to cry. I want people to. I just want every emotion possible from it. So I wrote this book over the 3 years. I'm going on the fourth year when it's going to be published. But it was 3 years, and like I said, it was every love, every heartbreak, every loss, every death, every hardship, every great time, everything.
Yeah.
My whole entire life. So being vulnerable, like, now people watch the videos, and I was very much edited to the point where I said what I wanted to say. Now people are going to read this and know every single thing about me over the last 3 years and be able to walk up to me and know me better than me. Which is scary.
I like that.
It's scary, but...
A little scary. it's chill. It's fine.
Yeah.
I heard you say every happy time is noted down, which I think is so cute. And you have a podcast called that, right?
I have a podcast called The Happy Times, yeah. It kind of like all like bounces off each other. Yeah.
That's like your brand.
Yeah, but I wrote that not knowing that Happy Times was the podcast. Like, it's not intentional.
Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah.
What do you talk about on The Happy Times?
The Happy Times. I do a lot. I talk about... I'll pull up some podcast titles. And so I found, like, a trend that people really like kind of being told when to listen to something. Because a lot of the times people come to my podcast feeling very lost. And when you're lost, you don't want to have to search for the right answer. So my podcasts are called, like, listen to this when you don't know your life purpose. Listen to this when you feel like everything's too much. Listen to this when you feel left out. Listen to this if you feel dumb. And it's just, it's stuff like that. It's targeting a certain emotion or a certain place and time that people are in. And kind of just like, it's really easy. And I mean, I sit here and I record just like how we're talking. I talk to myself for about 20 minutes. And it's easy because if somebody comes to me with a problem, say you come to me with like a boy problem or whatever, you've already given me the solution within like 30 seconds. When you ask your question, your answer's in it. So taking that and blowing it up and then going piece by piece and making like those points, I'm able to kind of just make people realize that they already know their answer. And it's not this lost feeling. It's not this scary thing because it's already there. So I sit here and I have about 4 or 5 points for each podcast, and then and they say probably like 1 or 2 words, and then I just talk for 20 minutes straight.
I really want to like start off this interview and just like be like, hi, I'm Joey Kidney.
Don't. Do you know L? Do you know L Mills?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm L Mills, and today I'm going to show you that I hate my brother. Like, notice how that's me.
I was watching one of your videos last night with her.
The boyfriend?
One of the uncomfortable ones.
Oh, okay, yeah. She gets so uncomfortable in those.
It was so precious. I was like, oh my god. When someone like asked, what did they say? They were like, oh, I started dating this person like a day ago, like, and they're super clingy and annoying. How do I break up with them? I was like, oh my god, they just started dating yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, those are fun to make.
So do you get a lot of uncomfortable questions like that? Not even when you're asking for them for videos.
Yes, all the time. But when, like, that series kind of became very R-rated very quickly. I was literally just asking people to send in questions that, you know, more mental health based of like, hey, I'm scared to ask my mom this. I'm scared to go up to my mom and be like, hey, I'm depressed or whatever like that. And then people were like, hey, I'm scared to go up to my mom and ask her how I shave my pubes. And I'm like, whoa, okay, all right, we're going in there. The real reason why I made that is because it's not that I know the answers. I don't know everything. I'm not going to. But it's the fact that, like, I'm opening up conversation, and I allow people to, like, answer them in the comments. I don't get butthurt if I say something wrong and you correct me. Like, I don't care. I want people to know the answers. So just open up the conversation.
Do people, like, yell at you? Like, have you cursed or something? I've seen you, like, say certain things, like, haha, and you'll curse, and then you'll, like, laugh about it. I'm like, did someone, like, get upset?
No, people don't really get mad at me if I swear. If I say, like, Jesus Christ or oh my God, people, that's been one that I get a lot where it's just like, you can't say that. And I'm like, listen, I'm not religious. Let's like, take I'm a step back. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the videos that I do make, like on anxiety and stuff, people are like, you just need God.
Okay, can you give me some advice? Like, for anyone who, like, because I know each video is, like, kind of specific to certain things. Like, oh, I want to talk about anxiety, or I want to talk about, like, depression or whatever. But, like, can you just give me some general advice for people, like, who might not know who you are, and they're like, oh, well, he likes to talk about this, so, like, what does he have to say for himself before I go look at his YouTube, you know?
Yeah. Like, a lot of people right now, especially at my age, I'm 22, a lot of us feel like we need to be like that smartest person at the age of 20, or we're seeing these 16-year-olds on YouTube become these millionaires super quick, and we feel like we're failures because we're not there yet. A lot of us feel that we have to get to a spot so quickly in life that we're literally killing ourselves to do so. We're stressed out. We don't feel like we're in the right place, and we feel like failures. But the truth is, there's no fucking need to rush. We're in absolutely no rush to move forward or to speed things up. Just take your time. Like, you have to think about it. When you were learning as a baby, you didn't get up and run. You literally crawled. Then you used the wall to start walking. Then you were able to walk, but you'd fall every now and then. And that's so important to remember, that we can't just jump into things and be successful. We have to jump in. We have to fail. We have to fall. We have to use a wall. We have to have help, people to help us. So not going from 0 to 100 is so important. Going 0 to 1 is super important. And understanding that there's no rush in life. You'll get there.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.